Today's daf is Yevamos daf Nun Vav, and we have five lines from the top of daf Nun He Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalemer for Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Leia Gittel bas Devora, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Toiv. So we're moving along in the beginning of Perek Haba Al Yevim Toiv, and the sugya is that Haba Al Yevim Toiv, if someone's mekayim the mitzvah of Yevama Yava Yoleh, whether he did it b'shoigig, b'meizid, b'oynes, b'rotzen, whether he was goymer the bia, or all he did was hara, whether it was a bia kedarka or it was a bia shaloi kedarka. In all these situations, the halacha is kana, the yibum is going to be chal. The more specific context of what we're up to now is this idea that even hara, even tchilas bia, is considered bia. Now, the Mishnah said it regarding the mitzvah of Yevama Yava Yaleh, but then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, v'chein, the same will be true, for haba al achas mikola araya shebetayra, if someone's ba on an erva, or if someone's ba on a psula, chayvi lavin, v'esin, and all these different instances, the halach is going to be that hara is going to be considered a bia. And the Gemara brought the Mekairis for all these halachas. How do you know hara is a bia when it comes to chayvi krisos? We learn it from Nida. How do you know hara is considered a bia when it comes to chayvi lavin, chayvi esin, chayvi lavin de kahuna, yibon, Ha'isha niknes bebiya. How do you know hara is considered a bia? And again, the Gemara brought mekayros for everything. The one notable exception that was mentioned in the Gemara, where hara is not considered a bia, is when it comes to a shifcha charufa. What's a shifcha charufa? Machloikis and shas. But the pshat that Rashi quotes on the bottom of Nun Hei Amid Aleph is a shifcha knanis that's married to an eved ivri. So an eved ivri is a full-fledged yid. A shifcha knanis, like an eved knani, is a quasi-yid. For a yid to marry a shifcha knanis would be 100% aser. However, the Torah says a chiddush that an eved ivri is allowed to marry, in certain situations, a shifcha knanis. What happens if an eved ivri marries a shifcha knanis? That shifcha knanis is a shtickle in eishes ish, but she's not a complete eishes ish. Ordinarily, if somebody would be ba on an eishes ish, he would be chayiv misa, she would be chayiv misa. If someone's ba on a shifcha charufa, because she's not a full-fledged eishes ish, it's not considered that the person was ba on an eishes ish. However, the person for sure needs kapara. What's the oinish? Malkus, number one. And number two, he's going to have to bring a ashram Shifcha Charufa. Now, as it relates to a Shifcha Charufa, so it says in the Torah, the ish ki yishkav es isha shichva zera vihi shifcha necherefes leish. So here the Torah doesn't just say the ish ki yishkav. It says the ish ki yishkav shichva zera. And the word shichva zera teach me that it's not enough that there was a tchilas bia, but rather it would have to be a gemar bia. It would have to be a bia that resulted in hoitzah zera, and that's what makes the Shifcha Charufa unique in, whereas ordinarily hara is considered a bia, but when it comes to the Shifcha Charufa, the Torah specifically said Shichva Zera, and that teaches me that only if there was a Gmar bia would it be considered a bia. So our daf is going to continue this discussion, the discussion of hara, the discussion of Gemar Bia. It's a little bit of a technical daf in terms of the technicality of what exactly hara is. And on that note, Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, Lamali the Kasav Rachmano, Shichva Zera b'Shifcha Charufa. Why did Torah write the word Shichva Zera by the Shifcha Charufa, like we just mentioned? Shichva Zera b'Eishes Ish. The Torah also wrote the word Shichva Zera when it comes to someone that was Mezana with an Eishes Ish. It says, "Vel eishes amischa loisiten shchavtecha lizora." That's the word v'tamaba. So it says shichva zera by an eishes ish, and it says shichva zera besoita. What does it say by soita? V'shachav ish oisa shichva zera v'nela me'ene isha. So it says again shichva zera three places in the Torah. So the question is, why did the Torah write the word shichva zera in those three parts? Zok the Gemara. the Shifcha Charufa, the reason it says Shifcha Zerba Shifcha Charufa is Kedam Har. It's like we just said, like the Gemara mentioned on Amud Aleph, like we just recapped in the introduction, and that is to teach me that although ordinarily Hara is considered Bia, but when it comes to a Shifcha Charufa over there, there has to be a Gemara Bia. The Eishness Ish, why did it say Shifcha Zerba in Eishness Ish? Pratla Meshamish Meis. It's coming to teach me that if somebody is Meshamish with an Aver Mace, meaning the Aver Tashmish was Mace, it wasn't Niskasha, the halach is, it won't be considered a Bia. So if someone's born in Eishes Ish with an Aver Mace, it's not going to be considered a Bia. How do you know that? You know that from the word Shikh Vazera. Shikh Vazera would imply that it has to be a Bia that can lead to a child being born, being that the Aver is an Aver Mace, it's not even going to come lead a Zera. So it's for that reason, it's going to be excluded. But the Gemara says, that's all true according to the Mandama that Taka holds that if someone's Meshamish Mace by Rais, he's going to be Potter. So very good. Shikh Vazera teaches me you're going to be Potter. El Mandama Chayiv, but according to Mandama that says that if someone's Meshamish with an Aver Mace, he's going to be Chayiv. So clearly, Shikh Vazera can't be coming to exclude that. So my Yikulamema, what is Shikh Vazera coming to be Mamai? So the Gemara says, Elo Pratlim is Shamesh Mesa. What? Shikh Vazera, that it says by Eishes Ish, is coming to teach me is that if somebody would be Mishamish, somebody would be Mizana with an Eishes Ish, and she was Mesa, she was not alive, she was physically dead, the halacha is Potter. So I would have thought, Hayol Ula Achar Misa Nami Ikrasheiroi, being that Ishus survives death, so you would think that if someone's mezana with a married woman who died, he should be chayiv. Kamash Malan, that's what Shikh Vazera teaches me, that he's going to be potter. Now, how do you know that Isha survives death? So Rashi says, you learn it from a kohen. A kohen is not allowed to be metamet to a mace, but he's allowed to be metamet to she'eroi. He's allowed to be metamet to his wife. Now, if you're going to tell me that once she dies, they're not married anymore, so she's not his wife anymore. So then you don't have the kurva anymore. So Zokrashi, that's the raya that Ishus survives death. But the bottom line is there would have been a havaminav that if someone's mezana with an ishness ish that's mesa, maybe you should be chayiv kamash mlon. It says shich vazer by ishness ish to teach me that you're potter. The soita longly. Why did the Torah say the word shich vazer by a soita? Now let's just chazer. What's a soita? So there's a parasha of soita vadai and there's a parasha suffix soita. Our Gemara is going to discuss the suffix soita. The suffix soita is a married woman where the husband was suspicious that maybe she was being mezana. So he warned her and said, "Al tistarim ish ploini. I don't want you to be in a closed room with ish ploini," meaning don't be mezana with this person. She went ahead and she was in a state of stira with this person. So the halacha is that we have to suspect that maybe an avera took place. And even though ordinarily a noisra nala yichud and a woman has a cheskes kashas, but that's one of the chedushim of the parish of Saita, that over here was suspicious, over here we're worried that maybe something happened. So what do we do? What we do is she had to go to the Beis HaMikdash, she had to drink some magical potion, and we let this Mayim HaMa'arin tell us and determine what happened. The Pasuk says, in the event that she's guilty, Vitzofsof Zbitna, she is going to blow up, and we'll know that she was guilty. And if not, not only is nothing going to happen to her, but she's going to get a bunch of brachas, because Achayshe B'Ksherim gets all the brachas in the world. And the bottom line is, that's the parasha of the Soita. So says the Gemara, why in the parasha of the Soita does it say that V'ish ki yishkav es ishna shich vazera? Look at the Tanya. It's to teach us a halacha that was taught in the following price. It says shich vazera by the Soita, prat le dover achar. My dover achar, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, prat le shekina lo shaloi kedark. It's coming to teach me that in the event that the husband would warn his wife and say, al tistri ish ploini, but he would say clearly, Rashi has two pshat on what this means, but Rashi's second pshat is, he would say clearly that I want you to make sure that you don't do a bia shaloi kedark. You would have thought that at the end of the day, he warned her, al tistri ish ploini. So what? That he singled out that what I'm worried about is a bia shaloi kedarka. That's a reason for not to be a soita. Kamashmo and Shikh Vazera. Shikh Vazera teaches me that only if it's in the regular way, but if it's shaloi kedarka, that's going to be excluded. So that's what Shikh Vazera is coming to be memai. That in the event that you have a parish of soita, but with a warning, the kinuy was, don't be mezana shaloi kedarka. So in that case, it's excluded from soita. But the Gemara says, I'm a lady Rava. Rava says, I don't agree with that halacha. It's not reasonable. Why? Because Mishkavei Ishaksev. We know it says with regards to Arayas. Now the exact context is by Mishkav Zachar, but it says Ve'ez Zachar Lo Yisishkav Mishkavei Isha. Now Mishkavei is a Lashon Rabim. Rashi says Hukshu Shneim, and we learn from it there's a hekish between Bia Kedarka and Bia Shalai Kedarka. So in Kol HaTayra Kula, a Bia Shalai Kedarka is considered a Bia. So why should it be different when it comes to a Saita? It's not Mistaber that when it comes to the Kinoy of a Saita, if he warned her on a Bia Shalai Kedarka that she should not become a Saita, because Mishkavei Yishaksev Elama, Rava said, maybe the Pasuk's coming to teach me something else. Prat l'shekina l'derech evar. The chiddush is that what would be if the husband warned his wife, altistrium ishpoini, and then he singled out what he's worried about. And he said, I'm not worried about a Bia Kedarka, not even worried about a Bia Shalai Kedarka. But I'm worried about is a kina, I'm worried about a Bia that's derech evar. So Rashi says, what does that mean? So Rashi says, miach dadim v'dashmi b'chutz b'shar evar. Meaning he was worried and suspicious about some inappropriate behavior, but not a bia, not even a bia shaloi kadarka. And that's what Shichva Zer is coming to be mamayit, that in the event that that was the kinoy, she's not going to be a saita. The only time she would be a saita is if he warned her on a bia, even a bia shaloi kadarka. But if all it is derech evarim, that's not even a bia. And if it's not even a bia, that's not going to be amalei abaya. But abaya said, I need a pasuk for that. Pritzusa asar achmana. Why would the Torah even have to exclude that? It's Pashat. The parasha of Soita is, he warned her not to be Mizana. So if it happened Derech Evarim, then that's not really Znos. So if it's not really Znos, I don't even think I should need a pasuk for that. Elamar Abayas, Abayas said, Prat l'shekina lo b'nishika. Now it's talking about where he warned her, and he warned her not to be Mizana, but he specified b'nishika, where the Ever HaTashmish is just going to touch Oysoy Makim. That's what he warned her. You would have thought that maybe that should be included in the parasha of Soita. Kamash Malon, it says Shichva Zera, to teach me that Neshika Ba'alma is not considered Shichva Zera, and therefore it's excluded from Soita. But the Gemara says, Honey, Chilamandama, that's all good according to Mandama that holds Hara Zuach Nasas Atara, that the definition of Hara, which is Chilas Bia, means that the Atara of the Aver entered the guf of the woman. Elamandama Zunashika, but according to Mandama that says that the mere fact that his Aver touched the woman, Ba'isa Malkim, that in and of itself is considered Ara, meaning Neshika is Ara. My Ikula Meimah, so you can't tell me that Shichva Zera is coming to be Mamayit, because that's a regular Bia. Ara is Bia, right? Al-Ze'onu Donin. And if the definition of Ara is Neshika, so for sure that would be considered Bia. So it can't be that that's what it's coming to be Mamayit. So the Gemara says, Elo lo'ilam neshikina la'derech evarim. Really, the drasha Sheikh Bazer is coming to the Mayit if he warned her not to do a bia derech evarim. What was the kash? It's not a bia. So why would you even need a pasuk to be the Mayit? That it's the rich you need it, because all gadai techemina, I would have thought, bikteda de baal toler achmana, v'akakop. You would have thought the whole parish of Soita is not so much about did she technically do bia or not? Did he warn her for a technical bia or not? You would have thought, he's upset. This is something that he's worried about. He warned her. She didn't listen. That triggers the parasha of Soita. So there could have been a havamina that even if there's no bia b'chlal, not in the warning and not in terms of what she did, maybe that would be enough. Kamashmua, no, it has to be a bia. And that's learned out from the pasuk of Shichva Zera. So that explains why the Torah wrote Shichva Zera by Shifcha Charufa, why the Torah wrote Shichva Zera by an Eishes Ish, and why the Torah wrote Shichva Zera by the Soita. The reason the Torah wrote Shichva Zera by the Shifcha Charufa is to teach me that there's no ribuy of Hara when it comes to a Shifcha Charufa. Be'ir by a Shifcha Charufa is dafka. If it's Shichva Zera, it has to be a Gemarik Bia. A Tchilas Bia is not going to be considered a Bia. Why did it say by Eishes Ish? By Eishes Ish, Akeisha de Rabbi Yoina. We know Haros for sure Bia. So why would it say Shichva Zera? It's coming to teach me that in the event that the Eishes Ish was Mesa, if she was not an alive woman, then the halach is the Bia would not be a Bia Eishes Ish. And why did it say by the parish of Soita? To teach me that the Kinui and Stirin, the whole parish of Soita, it all surrounds a Bia. What would have been the Havamina not? Because you could have thought then maybe even if he was kinu l'derech evarim v'kpeid adabal tal rachmano, maybe that in and of itself would be enough, kamash malanat. So we just mentioned, very, very briefly, two stadim, two different pshatim in what hara is. Again, hara is very much the topic of the beginning of Perek Abal Yevimtoi. So now the Gemara is going to bring a more comprehensive, albeit brief discussion in terms of what exactly hara is. Amra Shmuel. Shmuel said, hara zu neshika. Hara is neshika. It means that the aver of the man touches the woman by Isamakim. Marshal the Adam, and he explained it when a marshal, if somebody would put his finger by his lips. So because his lips are very soft, for sure, on some level, it would push the basar. So as long as there's a neshika, Shmuel held, it's inevitable. It's efshesh lo yitchai kabasar, which means that even though maybe it doesn't necessarily give the impression that there was a bia, abel amaisa efshesh shlo yitchai kabasar, for sure there's going to be a bia. Kiyasar, Rabbi Barachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Barachan came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel. He reported in the name Rabbi Yochanan. He said, gemar bia b'shivcha charufa. When it says in the Torah, shivcha zer b'shivcha charufa, which we just said means that a shivcha charufa is a chiddush. Hara is not considered a bia. It has to be a gemar bia. What's the definition of the shivcha charufa's gemar bia? Zuach nasa sa Torah. It means that Torah of the Aver, not the full git, but the Torah of the Aver, that in and of itself was what was part of the Bia, and that's considered a Gemar Bia. What do you see from Rabbi Yochanan? That Rabbi Yochanan held that Hachnasas HaTorah is considered a Gemar Bia, which means that Hara is something less than Hachnasas HaTorah. And the Gemara assumes that what would mean less than Hachnasas HaTorah? Neshika. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said exactly what Shmuel said. Shmuel said it when he was discussing what Hara is. Rabbi Yochanan said it when he was discussing what Gemar Bia is. But essentially, they said the same thing. This is going to play out in a few lines from now. Shmuel said that, what's the definition of Hara Neshika? Rabbi Yochanan said, what's the definition of Gemar Bia? Hachnasas HaTorah. But the Gemara says that's really like saying the same thing. Because if Hachnasas HaTorah is the Gemar Bia, then obviously that's not Hara. So what's Hara? It's one madrega less than Hachnasas HaTorah. And what is that? The Gemara assumes that's Neshika. Zok the Gemara, Masav Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha, Shich Vazera. It says, regarding the Shifcha Charufa, Shich Vazera. Enechev El Albias Hamirok. And the Braxton says that the only time a person's chayef for being born a Shifcha Charufa, if it was a Bias Hamirok. Now, Mirok means that he was Moitzi Zera. Now, the Gemara assumes if he was Moitzi Zera, my love, Mirok Gid. Probably the whole Gid was involved in the Bia, and that's why the Gid was Moitzi Zera. So if that's the case, you see that the Gemar Bia of a Shifcha Charufa is not merely Hachnasas HaTorah, but it's Hachnasas HaGid. Because it says Bia Samiruk. And doesn't Bia Samiruk mean Miruk HaGid? The Gemara says, Loi. Maybe what Miruk means, Miruk HaTorah. It means the HaTorah was what was involved in the Bia. And through the Hachnasas HaTorah, there was a Miruk. He was Moitzi Zera. But the point's not a steer to what Rabbi Yochanan said. Kiyas Rav Dimi Yom Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, he reported back in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Hara snu Hachnasas HaTorah. He said that I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that Hara is Hachnasas HaTorah. Now, this is a blatant contradiction to what Rabbi Barbachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Barbachana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Gemar Bia zu Hachnasas HaTorah. Rav Dimi said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Hara zu Hachnasas HaTorah. So is it Hara? Is it Gemar Bia? So the Gemara says, Armulei. They told Rav Dimi, for Rabbi Bar Bachana lo yamar hachi. You should know Rabbi Bar Bachana didn't say what you just said. Rabbi Bar Bachana said that Hachnasas HaTorah is Gemar Bia, not Hara. Amulusi told him, I hear, it's true. I'm saying something different than Rabbi Bar Bachana said. You can't reconcile it. And then he interestingly said, Oyiyu shakra, yeah, no shakra. It's true. Either he's lying or I'm lying. One of us are not telling the truth. Interesting reaction, but the bottom line is, it's true. You can't make them both work. So we have what Rabbi Achana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and we had what Rav Dimi report in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We know this is coming. He also Ravin, right? So Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. He also was one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. So he came back and he said, I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hara su Hachnasas HaTorah. He said, I heard him say that Hara is Hachnasas HaTorah. Okay, so the Gemara says like this, Ad the Rabbi Bar Bachana Vadi Polik. For sure, he's not like Rabbi Bar Bachana. Right? He said essentially what Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, which is not like Rabbi Bar Bachana. Because Rabbi Bachana said that Gemar Bia is Hachnasas HaTorah, and Ravin, like Rav Dimi said, that Hara is Hachnasas HaTorah. But the Gemara says, Ad the Shmuel Milema Polik. It's a Muchach that he argues with Shmuel. Why? Shmuel said Hara is Neshika. Rav Dimi and Ravin said that Hara is Hachnasas HaTorah. At first glance, it sounds like it's a stira, right? Sounds like they're not saying the same thing. Shmuel said it's neshika, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's hachnasas hatara. But the Gemara says it's not muchach. Why? Because I could always tell you, loy min neshika va'at hachnasas hatara hara karila. It could be that both hara, meaning neshika is hara and hachnasas hatara is hara. Shmuel was describing the earlier stage of hara, And Rabbi Yochanan was describing the later stage of Hara. Right, Shmuel was saying, you want to know what Bia is? Tchilas Bia is Neshika. That's already considered Hara. Okay, what was Rabbi Yochanan saying? Rabbi Yochanan saying that even if there was Achnasa Satara, you should know all it is Hara. It's not considered a Gemara Bia. L'may Nafkamina, Shefach Harufa. That's what the Nafkamina is. But the bottom line is, it's Muchach. For sure, that Rav Dimi and Ravin are saying not like Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that's clear, but it's not Muchat that's saying not like Shmuel. Zok de Gemara, ki osa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda am Rabbi Yechanan. When Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he also heard Shif from Rabbi Yechanan. And he came back and he said, Rabbi Yechanan said, again, Hara zu hachnasa satara, Hara zu hachnasa satara, and Gemar Bia is Gemar Bia mamish. Mikan ve'elach. So Hara zu hachnasa satara, Gemar Bia is Bia mamish. Mikan ve'elach. So usually Mikan ve'elach means after the Gemar Bia, but here it can't mean that. So Rashi says, Mikan ve'elach means, top line, me'achnasa satara ulemata. Meaning anything that happens before the hachnasa satara, eino yele neshika, all it is neshika, upater ale, you're going to be pater. Oh, and from Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, you see upalagad Shmuel. This is taka not like Shmuel. Shmuel said that neshika is hara. Rabbi Yochanan said achnasa satara is hara. The Gemara wasn't sure if it's muchach that Rabbi Yochanan holds not like Shmuel, because maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that neshika is also hara. He was rather mentioning a later stage of what's considered hara. But from what Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, where mikflourish mikan ve'elach eino yelo neshiko patra ale, that's pretty clear. And if that's the case, upalagad Shmuel. The bottom line is machloikas amayram. What the definition of hara is? Is hara neshika or is hara achnasa satara? Shmuel said hara zu neshika. Rabbi Yochanan, so there were different versions of Rabbi Yochanan. We had Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's version of Rabbi Yochanan. We had, of course, Rav Dimi and Ravin. We also had Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's version in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And for now, we're going to go weiter, which is really me'inyan le'inyan, but very much a new sugya. So just a tiny bit of an introduction before we start this next Gemara. And that is, when a Kohen gets married, the halacha is that his wife is allowed to eat truma, even if she's a Bas Yisrael. Now that's a chiddush. A kohen's allowed to eat truma. A Yisrael or Yisraelis are not allowed to eat truma. Stating that, the pasuk says, "V'kohen ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspoy, hu yoichal boy. V'yelid beisoy, heim yoichlu balachma." The Torah says mafurish that a kohen ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspoy, hu yoichal boy, he's allowed to feed his kinyan kaspoy truma. Who's Kinyan Kaspoy? So Kinyan Kaspoy is, number one, it's an Eved Kenani. That's certainly Kinyan Kaspoy. But it's also his wife. And the reason a person's wife is considered Kinyan Kaspoy is not for the same reason as Eved's considered Kinyan Kaspoy. But it's more the Isha that's Niknes Al Yedei Kesef, what's known as Yeshiva, in Yeshiva as a Kinyan Isser that the husband has in his wife. But the bottom line is that it says in the Torah of a Kohen, ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy hu yoichal boy, that an Eishes Kohen, even if she's a Yisraelis, is allowed to eat truma. Now, based on the pasuk in the Torah, it would seem that as long as there was Erisin, as long as there was Kedushin between the husband and wife, that in and of itself would be enough for her to be able to eat truma. It says kinyan kaspoy, kinyan abal yedei kesef, or yishu niknes bekesef is Erisin, meaning you don't need nesuin, Erisin should be enough. And the truth is, most dinim of marriage go into effect with Erisin. So based on that, you would think that as long as it's Erisin, that would be enough for it to be able to eat truma. And that is, in fact, halacha midairaisa. However, the Chachamim came along, the Chachamim said no. The Chachamim said that a Bas Yisrael, Arusa, that's married to a Kohen, is not allowed to eat truma until there's Nisun. And the Gemara gives two reasons. It's a sugya in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Ula Dvar Toiro Arusa Bas Yisrael Lechelos Betruma Midai Reis and Arusa Bas Yisrael should be able to eat truma. Shenema Bekoyin Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspe Vayin Ami Kinyan Kaspe Matam Omar Eina Yichelos. So what's the reason she doesn't eat truma? Two reasons. Number one, Shemi Yimzugu La Kois Bevei Savio Vetashke La Achio La Achoisa. The reason is because an Arusa is still living at home. Now, if she's a Yisraelis, that means her father, her brothers, her sisters, her mother, home mishpacha, they're Yisraelim, they're not allowed to eat truma. Now, if she's engaged, she's an arusa, her arus is going to give her truma, she's going to take it home, she's going to put it in the refrigerator, her brother's going to come home, he's going to be hungry, he's going to say, oh wow, dinner, he's going to eat it, it turns out that he ate truma. That's not okay. So because she's still living with her family that are not kohanim, so Chazal said that an arusa bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, even though midairais she should light a truma, she should not be able to eat truma. The Gemara gives another reason. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said the reason is mishum simpai, because we're afraid that maybe at the time there's nesuin, there's going to be beer, and then the husband's going to see that she had a mum that he wasn't aware of, a mum that's going to be oiker the kedushin lemafreya, based on a mekach tois, and it's going to come out she was never really married to a kohen. So once there's nesuin, so at this point, if there's any woman, they're going to know about it. But in Arusa, you wouldn't know about the woman, so it's for that reason, Arusa Bas Yisrael, even though Dvar Torah, she's a chelas pechumah, but midrabanon, she's not allowed to eat chumah. So with that, hakdama, zok the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss the Mishnah, obviously. Machlok is Rishayna, which part of the Mishnah? We'll learn the Gemara, kipshutai, which is that the Gemara is discussing the very first part of the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Kon. Right, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. It's literally the opening line. So the Mishnah says that even if it was done with out das or with the wrong das, talach is, it's still going to be okay. Now, Pasha, you learn the Mishnah, you certainly get the impression that Kana means it's a full-fledged Yibum, right? What's the Tzad not that way? Stating that, we're about to see, the Gemara is going to bring a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Had to understand the Mishnah, not only a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, but like you often have, two Lashoynes in terms of what exactly the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel was. And almost every time you have two Lashoynes in a Gemara, so what happens is the Gemara brings the Machloikis, and then the Gemara has a Toshma and a Mesevei, and a Tateretz, and the Gemara goes through the exercise, and then in the second Mishnah, the Gemara brings the same Marah Mekaymis, but it formulates a little bit differently, tailored to what that second Mishnah is. It's not a very long Gemara, Lamdash Gemara, not a very long Gemara, but the Gemara is going to do what it often does, when the Gemara brings an epic Machloikis HaMayram with a series of Tashmas. So Zok Tehilgi Gemara, Echad HaMa'orev, Echad HaGoymer Kon. So the Mishnah says, sounds like we're referring to the second part of the Mishnah, but again, Pashtus is referring to the first part of the Mishnah, that Haba al Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oinis, Bein B'Ratzin, and all these different cases, the halacha is, it's going to be Kona. So the Gemara says, my Kona, what does Kona mean? Rav, my Rav said, Kona la Koyl. No, you're a Kona Akol. Everything, right? What do you mean? It's a regular Yibum. So if it's a regular Yibum, you're going to be Kona everything. Shmuel, Mama Shmuel said, Loi Kona, Elu Dvar, Mamurim, B'Parasha. Said Achidesh. No, it only works for the things that are mentioned with Furish in the parish of Yibum. There's certain things that in the parish of Yibum, in parish of Kiseitse, in the parish of Kiesh Vachem Yachlov, the Torah says that in the event is Avam Yom Yalev, these things are going to go into effect. It's regarding those things that it's going to be Chal. For example, Lireish Benichse Achiv, right? The Torah says that if a Yavam does Yibum, he's the one that Yarshins the brother, so he's going to get that, even with this type of Bia. Ula Paitram in Ayibum, she's not going to need Yibum anymore, meaning it's going to pat to all the Yavam and all the Yavamais, this Bia is going to do that. Minhanes, right? All those are the things that it's going to work. So said Rav, that what does it mean that, said Shmuel, what does it mean, Yukaina? It means Yukaina for the Dvarim Ma'amurim B'Parasha. But as it relates to everything else, that not. So again, Rav holds, Kona means Kona. Shmuel says it's only regarding things that I'm a Furish in the Torah. So what is it not Kona for? So Rashi says, you know what it's not Kona for? What it's not Kona for is that in the event that he was a Koye, and she's a Bas Yisrael, she would not be able to eat Truma based on this Yibum. And that's really what we need for our sugya. Again, this is a big sugya in the Rishayna, but that's what we need. So what we need is, according to Rav, this bia of shoygig meizid oynis ratzin works even lahachila b'truma, whereas according to Shmuel, like kana el advar ma'amurim b'parsha, what is it not kind of for? It's not kind of for it to be able to eat truma. So the Gemara says like this. Here's the first lishna. Minan is suin. In the event that the brother that died, Reuven, right? Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies, leaves over a wife, no children. So if Reuven had nesuin to his wife, then everyone agrees, achla. Then there'd be no machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Even Shmuel would agree that now that the Yavam, Shimon, does Yibum, he does it b'shoigig b'mezid b'oynes b'ratzin, that loch is she'd be able to eat Truma. Why? To have this ka'achla me'ikara. Because being then in her previous marriage to Reuven, she was already eating Truma. Why was she eating Truma? Because there was nesuin. Because, as we said earlier, that even though midairaisa rusabas yisrael lechelus b'truma midrabbanon, not so here she was eating truma midrabbanon. She was eating truma midrabbanon. She'll be able to continue to eat truma. Keep ligi. What's the machloikis min erison? In the event that all Ruvain had was erison, Rav, and Rav says lechelus she could eat it. Da Rabbi Rachman to be a shoyge kemezit. Because at the end of the day, you see, bein b'shoyge, bein b'mezit, bein b'inus, bein b'ratzin. So if that's the case, there's no reason it shouldn't work. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says ki Rabbi Rachman lo ukmei b'makim ba. That it's true. The Torah said that a bia shoyge is going to be considered a bia, but it's only to make this marriage be equal to the marriage of Reuven. A Balal Lume Mibal, to make it a better marriage? Loy, that not. And being that she wasn't allowed to eat Truma based on her marriage, the original marriage to Reuven, she wouldn't be able to eat Truma now either. Zokti Gemarva Oz de Shmuel Tameh. This Chiddush of Shmuel, right? This fascinating Chiddush that Beshoigig Bemez Vainis Bratzin is only going to work to make her as good as her husband, but not more. So in the event that she wasn't allowed to eat Truma when she was Eishes Reuven, she won't be able to eat Truma now that she's Eishes Shimon. Again, when there was this inferior type of bia, this in Shmuel she tossed. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Kol Shabal Michael. Anytime the husband is Michael, his wife in Truma, Yavam Michael. The Yavam could also be Michael. Kol Sheina Bal Michael. But if the Bal can't be Michael, Yavam also is Einoy Michael. Now, what was Shmuel talking about? He probably wasn't talking about a regular Yibum. What he was probably talking about was, is where it was a Bia Gerua, where it was a Bia Shoigig, like the first line of our Mishnah. In that case, in the event that the husband wasn't Michael, because all there was Eris and there was no Nesuin, so too the Yibum won't be able to be Michael either. Zoktigmar Meisvel, ask you Akash, Akash on Shmu. Bas Yisrael, Pikachas, a Bas Yisrael, that was a Pikachas. She had Eris into a Koyin Pikeach. So the Bas Yisrael, the Koyin, they're both Pikrim, as opposed to a Cheresh, as we're about to see. So they're both not Charoshin, and they had Erisin. And the Koyin didn't get a chance to do Nesuin, until he became a Cheresh. Eino Echelos. So the halacha is, she will never be able to eat Truma. The reason is because a Cheresh's Nesuin is not a proper Nesuin, and as a result, it'll never be considered a Nesuin for her to be able to eat Truma. Mace. What happens if afterwards this man died? And she fell a yibum to her husband's brother, who was also a cherish. So the halacha is a cheles, then she will be able to eat truma. So again, she was married to a cherish. As a result, she was never allowed to eat truma. Erison happened when he wasn't a cherish. So the erison was a regular erison. And then before the nesuin happened, he became a cherish. As a result, it was never a proper nesuin. As a result, she was never able to eat truma. Then he died. She fell a yibum to a yavam. The yavam was also a cheresh. He did yibum. Talachish, he's allowed to eat. Ubezu yafa koyach hayavam mikoyach habal. Says the Brisa. This is an example where it's yafa koyach hayavam mikoyach habal because the baal wasn't able to be Michael or Betruma, but the yavam will be able to be Michael or Betruma. Now this case is really a direct hit. It's a perfect tzurshtel to the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The reason is because a cheresh is not a bar das. So if a cheresh is not a bar das, if he's going to do yibum, his yibum is going to be a yibum shalei midas, which is a yibum. Why? Because habayi vimtoi bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizet, bein b'ainus, bein b'ratzin. You don't have to have das. But at the same time, it's a bia geruah. Now, what does the Braisa say? That this type of bia geruah is going to be enough for him to be able to be Michael b'truma. So you see from it that a bia geruah could be Michael b'truma. Now do you see a bia geruah could be Michael b'truma, but you see it could be Michael b'truma even when the original husband was not able to be Michael b'truma. The original husband never had a proper nesuin, so for all intents and purposes, she's an almana, a yevama, you know, erison. And still, the halach is that the yibum of the cherech, which is a bia geruah, it's a bia shayging, is going to be able to be Michael. So the Gemara says, bishle, in the Rav Nicho, bishle, according to Rav, it's very good. Elul Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, that says you don't say kana koil, but it's only kana to make the Yavam as much as the Baal, Kasha, it's a Bamba Kasha, right? The Bryce says Mefurish, not like Shmuel. The Bryce says, Bezo, Yafa Kayacha, Yavam, Mikayacha Baal. So the Gemara says, Amalach, Shmuel's going to tell you, Emahachi. This is the way you have to read the Bryce. So you have to do an edit on the Bryce. The Bryce meant as follows. For like, Hispik Lakoinso, Achen Escharish, Enoy Chelis Betrum. Again, Bas Yisrael Pikachash, and Nesaras Lakoin Pikach. For like, Hispik Lakoinso, Achen Escharish, so what's the Loch? Enoy Chelis Betrum. So far, we're not changing anything. Kines, what happens if this man did Nesuin? And then after the Nesuin, he became a Cheresh. Then the Halach is a Cheles. She is going to be able to eat it. Why? Because even though he became a Cheresh, he became a Cheresh after the Nesuin. So there was a proper Nesuin. If there's a proper Nesuin, she could eat the Truma. Mace, what happens if then he died? Meaning, he was a Pikeach at the time of the Erisin. He was a Pikeach at the time of the Nesuin. Then he became a Cheresh, then he died. V'naflu l'fnei yavam cheresh, and she fell to a yavam cheresh, oicheles, then the halach is, she's going to be able to eat truma. Why? Because now already, she's a yavama min anesuin, because he became a cheresh after the nesuin. So if it's she's yavama min anesuin, she was eating truma in her original marriage. If she was eating truma in her original marriage, so she'll be able to eat truma machmas the yavam as well. Because like the Gemara said, b'nesuin kuli amaloi pligi, everybody agrees that yavama min anesuin is allowed to eat truma machmas or be a gru of the yavam. The question is, amanim in erisin, because an erisin is the amana when she was in a state of arusa, when her husband was alive, she wasn't allowed to eat truma. So therefore now, to be a gru can make him better than it was, can make her better than it was earlier. But the bottom line is, the Gemara is editing it. The Gemara is saying, no, really there was a proper nesuin, so it comes out she was a yavam and an nesuin. If she was a yavam and an nesuin, so it's not a kasha. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, umay bizu. What did the Braisa mean when it said bizu? The Braisa said, bizu yofa koyecha yavam mikoyecha ba. Where do you see yofa koyecha yavam mikoyecha ba? When she was married, she was allowed to eat truma, because there was nesuin, and now she's right to lady truma. So where do you see it? Yofa koyach hayavam. So the Gemara says, "Ilu bal cheresh meikara lo yecheles. Ilu yavam cheresh meikara achla." The nafkamina is that when it comes to her husband, if he would have been a cheresh at the time of the nesuin or at the time of the kedushin, then she would never be able to eat truma because it wouldn't be a proper kedushin, wouldn't be a proper nesuin. The chiddush is that a yavam, even if he's a cheresh meikara, it's still a yibum. And the reason is because Abaye Vimtoi, Bain Bishoyki, Bain Bemeza, Bain Boinus, Bain Beratzen, the Alachas, it's going to be Kana. So you see, it's Yofa Koyecha Yovam, Yikoyecha Baal, in the sense that a Cheresh Meikara Baal doesn't create anything, but a Cheresh Meikara Yovam is able to create all the Halachas. So in that case, in that sense, it's going to be Yofa Koyecha Yovam. But not Yofa Koyecha Yovam, that in the event that if she was a Yavamim in an Erisin, then if she ends up getting Yibum to a Cheresh, the Halachas should be able to eat Shum. In that case, not. That concludes the first Lishna of this discussion. The Ikad Amri, some said, that as it relates to Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, again, what's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Be a Gerua, be a Shoigig, is Shinkana Akoil, that's Rav Shita, or is it only with regards to the things that I mentioned in the Torah, but she won't be able to eat Truma? That's the Shita of Shmuel. So in the first Lishna of the Gemara, the Machlekes was Tavka, where she's a Yavamim in an Erisin. But if she's a Yavamim in an Asuin, everybody agrees, Kana Akol. Ikadami San said just the opposite. In an Erisin, if she's a Yavamim in an Erisin, everybody agrees, she won't be able to eat. Why? Because if she wasn't eating B'chayibal, there's no way now she'd be able to eat. Meaning, even Rav, in the second Lishna, subscribes to the Svara, that a Bia Gerua can't make Ishus that's going to be more than what the original Ishus was. Keep pligi. What was the Machlekes min anesuin? The Machlekes was if she was a Yavam min anesuin. Rav, Rav says, Eicheles, that she's a lady truma, the Havas Achla Meikar. Because being that she was in a Meikar, now she could also eat. Shmuel says, Eino Eicheles. Here's Shmuel saying a much bigger Chiddush. That Shmuel says that even if she's a Yavam min anesuin, so even though she was eating truma in her original marriage to Reuven, but now if all there was a Bia Gerua, she's not going to be able to eat truma. Why? Because Ki Rabbi Rachman, a Bia Shaykh Kemezid, the Dvar Ma'amur in the Parasha. Because the whole Ribui that a Bia Gerua is considered a it's only with regards to the things that I'm afurish in the Torah, but as it relates to everything else, not. Now you know what Svar is. It's just a general halacha that the Ribu was only for things that I'm afurish in the Torah. Zok to Gemara, is that true? How is it true that Shmuel said that? Is it true that Shmuel holds that the halacha is that if there's a Bia Gerua, it doesn't matter whether it's Mina Erisin or even if it's Mina Nesuin. That Locha, she's never able to eat Shumah. Vam Rav Nachman Amashmul, Nachman said the name of Shmuel. Kol Shabal Meichel, Yovam Meichel. It says whenever the Baal is Meichel, the Yovam is Meichel. Now, in the first Lishna of the Gemara, that Shmuel said his halacha only by Yevamim in Erisin, but by Yevamim and Nesuin, she could eat Truma. So the Gemara brought this member of Shmuel as a Lema Mesayei, as a Raya. Right? This supports what Shmuel said. But in the second issue of the Gemara, that Shmuel holds that a Bia Gerua, you can never eat Truma. So this is a Kasha. Because here Shmuel said in the Furish that if the Baal is Meichel, the Yavam's Meichel, which means at the very least, if she had Nesuin already, she's Yavam and Nesuin, she should be able to eat. So the Gemara says a whole different shot on what Shmuel meant. You know what Shmuel meant? Ema kol bia shahabal Meichel ba Yavam Meichel ba. V'chol bia she'ina ba Meichel ba ina Yavam Meichel ba. A completely different halacha. What we mean to say is, whatever the definition of bia is, as it relates to Nesuin, is also considered bia as it relates to Yibam. So what does bia have to do with Nesuin? So usually you think of Nesuin as chuppah, but the truth is, Bia is also a form of Nesuin. So whatever the definition of Bia is, as it relates to Baal Bi Meichelba, which means as it relates to Nesuin, that's also going to be the definition. It has nothing to do with the halacha of a Bia Gerua, where the halacha would be that through a bia geruah you'd ever be able to eat truma. Meisvei. Zok the Gemara, one last kasha. Bas Yisrael pikach. The same brayse that we mentioned earlier. So you have a bas Yisrael, she's a pikach. She's arsal the koyin pikach. She had iris into a koyin. That's a pikach. For his but the koyin's actually a scharish and didn't have a chance to do nesuin until he became a cheresh. Einoy cheles. The halacha is she is not allowed to eat truma. Meis. What happens if he died? V'nafla lifnei yavam cheresh. And then she fell yibum to yavam cheresh. I cheles. In that case, she would be able to eat ubuzu yofa koyach yofa mikoyach bal, and this is a situation with yofa koyach yofa mikoyach bal. So again, what do you see in the brayso? In this case, all we need is one thing. You see it. We need a little less in the second lishna from this brayso that we needed in the first lishna. In the second lishna, you see for sure that there's a situation where if yavama falls the yivam to a cheresh, the halacha shall be able to eat truma. Now, you know what you see from there? You see that a bia geruah could be maichel b'truma. Because a cheresh is bia, by definition, is a bia geruah, because it's going to be b'shoik. So if that's the case, for sure, it's going to be, you see from here, that a bia geruah could be maichel b'truma. So Gemara says, bishleim el rab, bishleim el rab, metaretz kidetaretz meikar. Again, in the second lishon of the Gemara, when did Rav say his halacha? Only if she's a yevamim and anasuin. So you'll be metaretz this price, so that it's talking about she was a yevamim and anasuin. Why do you have to be metaretz the price? Because the way the price reads, she's not a almanim and anasuin. She's an almanim and erisin. Because the way the price reads, he became a cheresh before the nasuin. So we'll be metaretz the price of the way we did it in the first lishon. We'll say that really, she was an almanim and anasuin. And b'chai gavna, Rav holds, he's kana akoil, so she's a chalas l'chuma. Elo l'shmul kasha. But according to Shmuel, in the second lishon of the Gemara, where there's never a scenario that a bia geruah can result in her being able to eat truma, so what pashup shan in this price? And the Gemara doesn't say tiufta, interestingly. This feels like a tiufta. The Gemara doesn't say tiufta, rather what the Gemara says is kasha, which means there is a teres. Tanu rabbani me'inyan le'inyan ba'oseinin. Bas Yisrael pikachas and asar salakoyim pikach. So there was a bas Yisrael, she was a pikachas, she was married, be'erisin, not necessarily be'erisin, to a koyim pikach. For like his pik le'koyim, so mention his cheresh, right? The case we've been talking about. And before he had a chance to do nesuin, he became a cheresh. So the halach is, enoy cheles, she's not going to be able to eat truma. Why? Because in Arusa, even though Midarais is allowed to eat truma, Midarabana can't eat truma. He didn't nesuin, he became a cheresh before the nesuin. So nesuin was never a proper nesuin. As a result, she cannot eat truma. Noilad lo ben. What happens if she had a son? Oy cheles. Then the halach is, she's allowed to eat. So if she had a child, even though she never had a proper nesuin, but if she had a child, the halach is, her child's a kohen, obviously. So then she'd be allowed to eat. Meis haben, if the son dies, Reb Nosson, Reb Nosson says, Echeles, she's allowed to continue eating. Truma, v'chomer, v'chom, say, eno, Echeles, she's not allowed to eat. So, if there was no proper nesuin, because he became a cheresh, she can't eat. Child was born, now she could eat. If he died, machlekes Reb Nosson and the chacham. Reb Nosson says she continues to eat, chom, say, not. It's looking at my time to Reb Nosson. Why does Reb Nosson hold she's allowed to eat? So the Gemara's can bring a machlekes on my room. Oh, my rabbi said, the reason is, hoyol shekvar ochle. The reason is because she started eating. And once she started eating, she gets to continue. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Elamayat, if that's the case, Basi Yisrael, she misses a coin. Basi Yisrael, that's married to a coin. Miss. And then the coin dies. What's the halacha? If she has children, she can continue eating truma. But if she has no children, she goes back to her father's house, she can't continue to eat truma. Abaya told Rabbi, I understand, according to Rabbi Nosson, we should say, Teichel, she should be able to continue eating. Shekvar Ochlo, because she's been eating all along, as long as she was married. Ella, what do you have to say? Given the mace, Lay, being that her husband died, Pakalei Kedusha say, any Kedusha that she had as a result of the fact that she was married to the Kohen went away, and therefore she can't eat Truma anymore. Nusa Hachanami here too, given the Mislay, being that he died, Pakalei Kedusha say Mina, the Kedusha should have gone away, and if the Kedusha went away, she shouldn't be able to eat Truma. Elam Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef, I'll tell you a different Shana Rav Nosson. You want to know why Rav Nosson holds that if he became a cheresh, then they had a child. Even if the child dies, she can continue to eat truma. It's because Sava Rav Nosson, Rav Yosef Rav Nosson holds, Nesuye cheresh machilim b'truma. That the nesuin of a cheresh is actually machil b'truma. Meaning, there's a chiddush, and the Gemara is about to point this out, that Rav Nosson holds, said Rav Yosef, that really, even before the child was born, certainly before the child died, she was allowed to eat truma. She was allowed to eat truma all along. Once there was nesuin with the cheresh, she was allowed to eat truma. Meaning, the Chachamim hold, a cheresh is nesuin, is not a nesuin. And as a result, enoy cheles b'truma. Rav Nosson argues on the whole premise. He holds the nesuin of a cheresh is maichel b'truma. Now what's the reason for that? So Rashi says, very gishmak. It's because we said, why is it that an Arusa Bas Yisrael is not a Chelas B'Trum. Really. Meaning the Raisa, an Arusa is able to eat Trumah. The only reason she's not allowed to eat Trumah is because of Gzeiris. What was the Gzeirah? She's going to bring the Trumah home, and her brother, who's not a Kohen, is going to end up eating it. Or Mishum Simpon, B'Shas Bia, he's going to find that she had a mum, and it's going to end up being a Mekach Tois. So Rashi, over here, there wasn't a Suin. Narvas, it wasn't a Dairaisa they're going to Suin, because he's a Cheresh. But at the end of the day, do you have any of the chashas of the Gemara and Ksubas Nun Zayin on the days? No. Because she's living with her husband, so there's no chash that her brother is going to go into the refrigerator and take out the food. They already was in a suin, so there was beer, so there's no chash of simpoin anyways. So being that midairaisa, she's really an arusa, because he became a cheresh, a kishmak, a rashi after the erusin, and arusa basi strol var toira is a cheles betruma, nor vas is gzeris. The gzeris don't pass over here. Because this is not a case where there was no nesuin. There was a nesuin, not a nesuin for nacheresh. But that is enough to alleviate the two concerns of the Gemara and Ksubas. Now the Chachamim held by plug. No, at the end of the day, there was no nesuin. Say it, I hear. Rav Nosson argues, and Rav Nosson holds that the nesuin of a cheresh is enough of a nesuin, because it really, in that case, you don't have the gzeris and the chashashas anymore of the Gemara and Nunzayin and Ksubas, and it's for that reason that Allah is going to be machilim betruma. And the Gemara just adds one line, v'legazvina nesuyeh cheresh, ati kidushay cheresh. Meaning, you could have had a havamina. Oh, if you're going to allow the nesuim of a cheresh to be machilim betruma, maybe you'll allow the kedushin of a cheresh as well. Now, kedushin of a cheresh is nishkan kedushin. If it's nishkan kedushin, she's not even in Arusa Bas Yisroel, where even midday rites, she's not allowed to eat truma. The Gemara says, lechashina, that's not something he was worried about. So Rav Yosef said a gishmak of pshat and Rav Nosson. It's a whole new pshat. But it's a very gishmak of pshat. So if there's Rabbi Yosef, there's Abayah. Amalei Abayah. Abayah told Rabbi Yosef, he says, I hear, it's a very nice pshat, Rebbe. But how does it stem with Rav Nosson? What did Rav Nosson say? What was the case? He became a cheresh, no truma. No yilad lo ben truma. The ben died, Rav Nosson says, continued to eat truma. It has nothing to do with a child. So why are we talking about a child? Yihachim no yilad lo ben lamali. So why is Rav Nosson talking about a child? It has nothing to do with a child. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef told Abayah, it's true. Mishum Rabbanan. The reason it says Noel Laben was because of the Rabbanan. I mean, we're coming to say that according to Rabbanan, who hold that really the suin of a cheresh is not the suin to allow it to be able to eat truma. However, if Noel Laben, then she would be able to eat truma. And if the child dies, then again she won't be able to eat truma. So the Gemara says, V'lifli Rav Nosson alayo bereisha. Why didn't Rav Nosson argue with the Chachamim right away? Meaning, immediately. Right there, Rav Nosson should say, no, Eicheles. He did say it right away. Noilad loy ben, Eicheles. Mesa ben, right? No, you should have argued right away. So the Gemara says, you want to know why? Because Rav Nosson was Shavaklu the Rabbanon. He waited for the Rabbanon to finish talking. Adam Asaimi Milsayu. Then he argued. Meaning, Rabbanon said their whole shtickle Torah, and when they finished their shtickle Torah, that's when he said what he wanted to say. Ihachi, Frank the Gemara, listening, Mesa Ben, Enu Eicheles, Rav Nosson, Enu Eicheles. Rav Nosson's still in the wrong place. You know why? Because the Mishnah, if Rav Nosson is waiting for the Chacham to finish talking, so Rav Nosson should be mentioned after the Chachamim finished. That's not what the Braisa did, right? Just go to the two. Up to the two dots, a few lines earlier. That's really where Rav Nosson should have been. He should have said Eicheles. But no, Rav Nosson's waiting patiently for the Chachamim to finish. Okay. Noilad lo ben Eicheles. Mesa ben Rav Nosson. Ooh, no. I thought Rav Nosson's waiting for the Chachamim to finish. So it should say Mesa ben Eino Eicheles. And then Rav Nosson Noimer Eicheles. And Rav Nosson Noimer Eicheles is not referring to Mesa ben after Noilad lo ben, but it's actually referring to the beginning of the Braisa, right? Pasha Pshat. Pshat Tova, that's the way it should have been. And the Gemara says, like it said already a few times in today's Daf, Kasha, I hear. V'chein haba al achs mikol harayis. Let's at least turn the page. So we're playing from behind here a little bit. But let's at least turn the page. Talk to Gemara. V'chein haba al achs mikol harayis. So the Mishnah said that Habal Yevim Tov Ben Meshach Ben Meze Ben Beinus Ben Beratzin Da Loch Is Kano Echad Amarav Echad Agoymer. And then it said, doesn't matter if it's being Kedarka Bishn like Kedarka. Rav Amram said Hamil So Amalon Rav Sheshes told us the following Alocha the Anorinu La'ina Bimas Nisin. And not only that, he brought a riot to his Alocha from a Mishnah, Unzer Mishnah. What was the Alocha the Rav Sheshes said? Eishes Yisrael She Nensa. And Eishes Yisrael that was Nensa. So she was a married woman and she was Nensa. Somebody was Maaneser. Afal Bishn Mataris Labailo said Alocha she's Mutal Labailo. Right? And Eishes Ish that's Zana Beratzin is also Labayla. Kshem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labayla. But if she's Nensa, she's Mutta Labayla. And Eishes Koyin that's Nensa is Asru Labayla. But an Eishes Yisrael is Mutaris Labayla. So said Rav Sheshes, Psula Lekuhuna. So an Eishes Yisrael that was Nensa, the halach is that in the event that her husband dies, so she's not married anymore, she won't be able to marry a Koyin. Why? Because being that she was an Eishes Ish that was Nensa, it didn't make her Asa to her husband, but it would make her Asa to ever marry a Kohen in the future. This was Rav Sheshes' Chiddush. So the Gemara says, V'tana tuna, Rav Sheshes said, I'll bring you a Raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'chein haba al achas mikola harayos ha'amuris batayra oy pesulois. The Mishnah said that haba yevimtoi bein b'shoigi, bein b'meze, bein b'oynes, bein b'ratz. And then it said, V'chein haba al achas mikola harayos shebetayra. If someone was born achas mikola harayos shebetayra, Pasla. That's the end of the Mishnah. The halacha would be pasla. So this halacha, bein mishoig, bein mimeze, bein boines, bein beratzen, is true if someone's baal achas mikol harayis. So again, someone was baal achas mikol harayis in the state of shoig mimeze, oines, ratzen. The halacha, she is pasla. And what does it mean she's pasla? We'll see this a little bit better tomorrow. It means she's pasla. She's not allowed to marry a kohen. So Rav Sheshes said, my v'chein. What does v'chein mean? My love. Loishna b'shoig, loishna b'meze, loishna b'oines, loishna b'ratzen. That even if the bia happened, Boinus, the halacha is Viktani Pasla. She's going to be Pasla. So you see from here that if someone's Baal Achas, Mikol HaRayis Shebetayro, even if it was Boinus, so for example, she was an Eshesesh, she's an Erevo, and someone was Baal Leo Boinus, so the halacha is that she is going to now be Aser to a Kayin. So Rav Sheshes said it's a Mefurish Mishnah, right? Now it's not a Mefurish Mishnah, but it says V'chein, and the Gemara assumes that V'chein is referring back to the first line of the Mishnah. Bein B'shoigik, Bein B'mezit, Bein B'inus, Bein B'ratzin. Kol HaRayis, included in Kol HaRayis is Eshes Ish, Ayin Rashi. So you see that even if she's an Anusa, that's what the halacha is going to be. But the Gemara says, Loi, Mai V'chein, you know what V'chein means? Ahara. It's referring to Ahara. I mean, in the beginning of the Mishnah said, Hara is kind of b'yibum. Hara is also considered a bia when it comes to Kol HaRayis Shebetayra. And if a woman had Hara, then she's Paslam and Akuna. I mean, that's the definition of bia. But the Gemara says, Hara, the man, ilay med arayis. When we say Hara, the v'cheina Hara is referring to arayis, the memed arayis, yafinim yavama. You know what it would sound like? It would sound like from the Mishnah that the ikra din of Hara is by yibum. I know Hara by arayis from yibum. The Gemara says, Adarab, it's just the opposite. Yavama yafinim arayis. How do you know that? Yevama Hara is considered Hara. It's learned out from the parish of Arayis, like we saw in yesterday's daf. So the Iker parish of Hara is by the parish of the Arayis. So even V'chein, but not only Yibum, even Arayis. It's just the opposite. So the Gemara says, right, the Iker Hara by Arayis. Maybe V'chein is Asheloi Kedarka, the Arayis. Maybe it's Asheloi Kedarka. V'chein is not referring to the first halacha. It's not referring to Hara, because it wouldn't pass to say V'chein. But maybe what it's referring to is, the Bia Shaloi Kedark. But the Gemara says, Adir Abba, if that's the case, Mishkevei Isha, Barayas Ksiv, there too, the Iker Parsha of Bia Shaloi Kedark is learned out from Mishkevei Isha, as we saw earlier in the Daf. And what does it say, Mishkevei Isha? It says Mishkevei Isha in the Parsha of Arayas. So if it says it by the Parsha of Arayas, again, what's the Vechein? Elamai Vechein, the Gemara says. Could be the word Vechein is just referring to Ashaloi Kedark of the Chai Ve'ilavin. It's referring to Ashaloi Kedark of the Chai Ve'ilavin, which was also mentioned in the Mishnah. That's learned out from the Parsha of Arayas. How do you know that? Bia Shaloi Kedark is a bia when it comes to Chavi Lam, it's learned out from Arayis, and that's what the Lashon of Vechein is. But the bottom line is that the Vechein is not necessarily referring to Echad Shoigig, Echad Mezit, Echad Oynes, Echad Ratzin. And if that's the case, you have no Raya from here to Rav Sheshes's Halacha. So it got laid early. There were two raid bites prepared. We'll save one raid bite, a Metz Hashem, for another day. We'll just end an intense daf with a very, very light Ha'ara that actually has nothing to do with today's daf. I saw it on Shabbos and Poshet. I did the Chavivale, just one Ha'ara that's related to Mesechtes Yevamos that I saw in the Sefer Megodim Chadoshen from Hagoyin Rab David Yoel Weishlita. That is, there's a Gemara that we learned together in Mesechtes Yevamos, Taflam Medalon Amid Beis, the very end of Perek Arba Achen. The Gemara said, Ki Yosar Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's the extent of the shaykhis to today's staff. Ki Yosar Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rav came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sheshasa Achar Baila Eser Shanim, V'niseis Shuv Eini Yoledes. If there's a woman that was married, and then her husband died, and she wasn't married for 10 years. So 10 years passed from when she had been previously married. Shuv Eino Yoledes. She's never going to have a child. Physically, the Metzias, she won't be able to have a child. Rav Nachman said, "Lo yishanu ela she'ein daita le'inase." This halacha is only true if she was masiach das from ever getting married. However, avol daikno le'inase. But if her das was to get married, misaberes, then the halacha is she will be able to have a child. And the Gemara goes on and has a whole discussion. But this is what the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said that if a woman was not married for 10 years, she's never going to be able to have a child again. Said Rav Nachman, that's only true if she was Masiach Das. However, if she wasn't Masiach Das, then she will be able to have a child. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Agoyis Yaivitz, on this Gemara, right here, Yevam Islam Adalaram and Beis, he brings a Dover Nifla. He says, Shamati Oimrim B'Shem Chacham Echad. I heard in the name of a Chacham Echad, Shehevi Raya L'Dovim and Atayr. He brought a Raya to what Rav Nachman said from the Torah. Again, Rav Nachman said that even though Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, said that if a woman was married, and in 10 years she wasn't married, Shuv Einei Yoledes, but Rav Nachman said that if she was Daito L'Inase, she will be able to have a child. So, Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, I heard in the name of a Chacham Echad, who brought a Raya Nifla from the Torah to this Chedesh. What was the Raya? His Raya was like this. We know that one of the halachas in Yevamis is the din of an Eishes Ach, meaning, Yibum is when Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, he leaves over no children, so Shimon now has a mitzvah to do Yibum Machalitza. The Mishnah on Daf Beis, and then Be'ikr, the Mishnais in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Yevamos, say that what would be if Reuven and Shimon were never alive at the same time? Meaning, Reuven died before Shimon was born. So then the halacha is that Shimon, not only does he not have a mitzvah to be miyabim eishes Reuven, but it's even more than that. It would be yasser. It's what's known as an eishes ach shloi haya baylamai. How do we know eishes ach shloi haya baylamai? It's learned out from a drasha. It says ki yeshfu achim yachtav, and we learned that the only time there's a mitzvah of yibum is if they had yeshiva achas ba'olam. But if they didn't have yeshiva achas ba'olam, so then the halacha is there's not going to be a mitzvah of yibum. It's going to be eishes ach shloi haya baylamai. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden said that I heard that a Chacham Echad asked a Merdeg Akasha. He says, why do I need a drasha to tell me that an Eishes Ach Shalei Hayabai Lamai doesn't fall a Yibam? It's Pashat that she shouldn't fall a Yibam. He says, you know why? Because a Yibam can happen until a child becomes Bar Mitzvah. Right? Until he's 13 years old, you can't have Yibam. Now, in the event that this brother was not alive at the time that his brother died, meaning Shimon wasn't alive at the time that Reuven died, that means the earliest Shimon's going to be able to do Yibum is going to be 13 years later. If 13 years pass, that means she had been married without the husband die and then not married for more than 10 years. So if that's the case, she can't have a child. If she can't have a child, you can't fulfill the tachlis of Yibum. So if you can't fulfill the tachlis of Yibum, so it's poshut that there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Half of a fella. So why do I need a drush of Eishes Ach Shloi Haya Baylamai? Typically, it's poshut. Because in the event that he's an Eishes Ach Shloi Haya Baylamai, so that means by definition, 13 years, which is more than 10 years, would have passed. If that's the case, you can't have a child. The whole tachlis of Yibum is the Hakim Shem Lachim. So if that's the case, he anyways can't be Mekai in the mitzvah of Yibum. So, l'chura, why do I need a drasha? Oh, must be. Because although it's true, Rabbi Yochanan said that if a woman goes 10 years without being married, she can't have a child. That's only if it's ain't daitali nase. But once it's daitali nase, then you don't have the halacha. So as soon as this child was born, she knew that one day there'll be a mitzvah of Yibum. So it was daitali nase. So it was daitali nase. It's not a geir. So this was the raya that this Chacham Echad brought. This was the raya that this Chacham Echad brought to Rav Nachman's halacha. Said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that I heard that after this Chacham said this drasha, v'samchu ba hashoymim ka'al metziyah chadasha. Tell them they were so excited with this vart, that it was mamish ki metziyah chadasha. V'omnon, but said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, eina ela mehasa chadas. The fact that everybody got so excited was pasha mehasa chadas. V'simchu b'shtus atzman. And the whole simcha was b'shtus atzman. Why? He said, "Kiyachlitu," because they made a hanocha in this vart, and in the geshmak that they had in this vart, shekol she'enay moilid ain't a mitzvah yibum. That any person that can't have a child doesn't have a mitzvah yibum. Said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Yisroel, that's not true. That's not the halacha. If you know that a child's not going to be born, there's no mitzvah of yibum. He says, if that's the case, imkain gama nisus lachar memshano loy tisyabim v'kol shkein haskeno va'akaro. I can give you a whole bunch of examples where you know for sure no child is going to be born and there's still a mitzvah of Yibum. A zokin, a skena. There's no mitzvah of Yibum? Of course there's a mitzvah of Yibum. nor vas. This is Jerusha that says that an Ayulis and a Saurus, a certain type of Saurus, they're excluded. Oh, but those are drushes, ashetele, bratla islandis. But to go ahead and say that if you know, because you know medically and scientifically that there's someone that's not going to be able to have a child, there's no mitzvah of yibum, chas v'shalom, of course there's no such halacha. So la'olam, it could be that you need a mirror of eshes achshloi ba'olam. Even though you would have known anyways that this woman is never going to have a child, because just because a person is not going to have a child doesn't mean they should be excluded. Oh, but l'maisa, as it relates to, but as it relates to this idea, oh, someone that can't have a child, there's no mitzvah of yibum. No, an island is an asaurus, did there's a drasha. But stam in the Velterine to say that it's not true, it's a said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that even though it seemed to be a charifos, everybody was very, very excited. The somchu ba hashoimim kal mitzia chadasha. The omnom eina elame hesa chadas. The somchu b'shtus atzman. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden said. So, David Yoel Weiss in Megaldim Chadashim. So, this is in Parshas Kiseitze. Alatayra, so he says, Rabbi Yaakov Emden brought this vart from a Chacham Echad. But he didn't say who the Chacham Echad was. Who was this Chacham Echad? So he said that the emesis, he found this vart in a sefer, Amo. So there's a sefer, it's called Pilpula Charifta. It was printed in Zolkova in the year Tav Tzadik. And he brings this vart, Mamish this vart. It's in his Chedushim, in Yevamah, Staf Yitzayin, Amadeus. And he brings this whole Shakta V'tayim. But he says, not Mashma, that that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden was referring to. Because Rabbi Yaakov Emden was describing the drasha. That the Olam heard the drasha. Now, it could be that the Baal HaDarshan was the Baal Pilpula Charifta. It's certainly possible. But it's not Mashma that Yaakov Emden is reacting and commenting to something he saw in this Sefer Pilpula Charifta. So what's the rest of the story? He said like this. He said, in the year Tovshin Samech Dalet, there was a Sefer HaZikaron that was printed. The Sefer HaZikaron is called Nitzoytzeish. And like many Sefer HaZikaronis, they printed Kisveyad that had never been printed before. And he said, one of the shtiklach, one of the kisvayad that they printed, was from a yid, a goyin hagadol, Rav Tia Weil. So who was Rav Tia Weil? Rav Tia Weil was one of the Chachmei Prag. He was the son of the Karb Nisanel, Rav Nisanel Weil. He was a Talmud of the Noida B'Yehuda. He was also a Talmud Muvik of Rav Yonis and Ibeshitz. And in this ksav yad, in the year Tovshin Samech Dalet, they printed a drosha that he had written in his ksav yad that he heard from Rav Yonis and Ibeshitz. And this was the drasha. It's the drasha that Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings in his Agoyis Yaivitz. So said Rav David Yoel Weiss, it's pashit that this is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden was referring to. And Dai L'Chakima B'Remiza, you can appreciate the reaction that Rabbi Yaakov Emden had when he saw it. And that is the rest of the story.